Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Castor and Pollux, maker of America's number one organic pet food, Organix. Look for their newest line, Pristine, the only complete line of pet food made with responsibly sourced ingredients. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org/pets.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer, and I've got Ada Neves in, one of my favorite guests of all times, and we're just going to babble about
kinds
of things. It's true. We're talking about all kinds of stuff today. We're going to talk about events in October for pet owners, because last year we did it kind of late, so this time we'll give you some time to like get ready and put in your calendar and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Ada, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm now more happy to be with you.
Aww. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's always good to be here and saying hello to all your fans and seeing you too.
Thanks. So we got a bunch of things to talk about today. So do you want to start off with Pee-wee?
Oh my God, yes. Well, we had this little chihuahua where the owners were evicted from their apartment. And unfortunately, so, you know, they were going to be relocated and they don't accept pets where they're going. And it's been, how can I call this? Like a run and a half, like a marathon to be able to find a home in a matter of 24 hours.
It's amazing.
Or at least a place where they could take them. And I want to say thank you to Heavenly Angels Animal Rescue here in Ozone Park in Queens that they stepped in and they took Pee-wee. And today at 4 o'clock, Pee-wee was in their hands.
Oh, thank God.
So, but it doesn't stop there. Obviously, Pee-wee is going to need some help. So we're trying to collect some donations for Heavenly Angels Animal Rescue so they can help Pee-wee probably to be neutered.
Oh, wow.
To have a dental, to, you know, vaccinated, all these things that unfortunately, due to the owner's circumstances, they were not able to provide. You know, that is something that comes with this. A lot of the time, it's something that comes with these dogs that find themselves in need of a home. Mm-hmm. So if they go to their website, you know, they can send any little amount. It would be greatly appreciated. I want to thank Sophia Kotzia for putting me together with Lori and with Kathy. They are the organizers of the group. And then they jumped in right away. And like I said, you know, he's going to sleep in good hands tonight.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, he was. I mean, my main concern was that he wasn't going to be dropped at the shelter.
Yeah.
Just, you know, how that goes. So, but thank you, Heavenly Angels Animal Rescue.
Yay! Thank you, Heavenly Angels. Yes. That's
and
fantastic.
They're having an event on October 15th. If people want to go, let me get their information.
Sure.
It's, I have a whole list, but it says Heavenly Angels Adoption Event. It's at 9116 101st Avenue in Ozone Park, New York. They're going to have some type of fair with a bake sale and vendors selling handmade items.
Cool.
And they're going to accept donations plus food, blanket, toys, and they have a whole list. If you go to the website, you're going to find that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for letting me say that.
Oh, please. I mean, I was watching the whole thing on your Facebook page, and it was like, oh, God, we've got to save this dog.
Yes, you know? It took the whole day, but, you know, it's, how can I say it? The power of the people that are, you know, in the community.
Yeah. I mean, the dog was so cute, too.
I know.
So
really,
helped.
Really cute. Very well behaved. And
then
I saw pictures of him. And at the rescue group, and he is adorable. So I'm sure he's gonna find a home real quick.
Good. Mm-hmm. Phew.
Yeah. And then we have, okay, so if we go through the events, I have a whole list of events for our friends here. We have on October 14th, the Small Dogs Halloween Parade. That's by Elaine Lewis. Mm-hmm. And then...
Where's that?
This one, I believe, is going to be at Happy Paws. Let me just double check.
Oh, nice.
To give the right... It's called Ghosts and Witches Halloween Party.
Cute.
On Saturday, October 14th. At noon at Happy Post 316 Lafayette Street. So it's about cool. little dogs, not a specific breed.
Yep.
Any small dog coming custom.
Nice.
And they have like a little a costume contest. And usually, you know, I mean, not usually, every year, the moms and dads of the doggies, the parents, they all come in costume too.
Oh,
sometimes,
cool.
Yeah, sometimes they match. Other times it's very individual, but it's a lot of fun.
The location is great. If you're not familiar with it, it's a really good place for a dog party, actually.
Yes, and it's right next to the train. I think it's the F or D or B, any of those trains.
Yeah, so, I think it's the six and the F.
Yeah, the six. Yeah. Too. Yeah, just, so you just get off from that station and it's in the right in the block.
That's perfect.
So it's very convenient. And then October 19th, Little Shelter in Long Island is having a masquerade ball and charity event.
Oh.
I love them. They have a pet cemetery and a sanctuary. So that one is happening in Long Island. Then October 21st, Tompkins Square Halloween Dog Parade. Yay! One of our big favorites where you are a judge. Usually.
I know. I'm the most hated person on the property that day. It's rough. But we take bribes.
Yes.
So, you know, if you guys want to bring your dog, it's actually a pretty amazing event. I've got Garrett Rosso, who is the head and the creator of this thing, and he's coming on in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we're going to talk more about it. But it's one of the biggest pet events in New York. Mostly dogs. I really wouldn't bring
a cat. It's mainly dogs. Yes.
Yeah.
This one is just for dogs.
Yeah.
And we have, I mean, in previous years, we have had thousands and thousands of people. I remember like 2-3 years ago, I believe the data was almost 10,000 people
in and out.
It was incredible. People are very creative. This is where, of course, a lot of people have their costumes that they buy from the store.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love the most are the ones that are created by the owners.
Oh, yeah.
We have had like cars and Star Wars and
all of it. My God. I mean, here's some tips. If you want to get noticed at the Tompkins Square Dog Parade, okay, mm-hmm. for starters, make your costume. Okay, store-bought costumes, as a judge, we don't care. Yeah, I mean, you come up with, like, the coolest store-bought costume, and we're all horribly jaded because we've been doing this for a while. So, that's not going to win you any points. If your dog really does not like participating in this sort of thing and is scared or is upset and you wind up dragging them down the runway, don't enter. Bring them home. Let them play in the dog run. Because it's a stressful day. I mean,
It's 3 hours, and we see usually around 350 people and dogs on stage.
Totally.
Because they have their numbers, and then you go by them. But it's thousands and thousands of people. But it's a sight to see. Even if you can't come to participate or you don't want to dress up your dog, at least just come to see the show and support the community and just have fun.
It's super fun.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. It's amazing. And if you've never been, come. You can bring kids. It's a family event. You will see stuff that you never thought
have, like for the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, we have rescue groups around.
Oh, that's right.
So people can come and meet the groups, see doggies that are available for adoption. They can make donations or they can fill out papers to become foster homes.
Nice.
Many different things that they can do, you know, or adopting the pet that is there.
Are you doing Chilloween this year?
And then we're having Chilloween.
This is the cutest thing in the world. If you have a Chihuahua, you need to do this. It's insane.
Chilloween is Chihuahua Halloween. And Chihuahua Halloween is going to happen this year on October 29th.
Oh, wow.
At 1 o'clock at Happy Paws again.
Nice.
Yes, because it's convenient and centrally located for all my Chihuahua people to come. And we had Chihuahuas that come from New Jersey or from all over the state, everywhere, and even from other states.
Yeah, there was some from Florida 2 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, they traveled just to come to the Halloween party for the Chihuahuas.
It's super cute. If you have a Chihuahua, you need to do this. It's adorable. And, I mean, their judging isn't as intense as Tompkins Square, so you can get away with a store-bought costume. Definitely handmade is better, especially because Ada makes costumes, so, you know, she's got a good
eye. Chihuahua. Then, okay, of course, we're having October 31st, the Greenwich Halloween Parade.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Which we walk all the
Do
years.
Do you really?
With all the dogs and sometimes the cats. That we all get dressed
and then
we go and walk on the parade for hours. And it's a lot of fun. And everyone is in tune and we're all happy and just enjoying. But for that night, it's usually a little bit more windy.
Yeah.
So try to make costumes where you're not going to freeze.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my God. Totally.
November 4, another designer is having an event. It's called Gia Couture. This is Gladys Soto. I don't have the whole information, but that's November 4. And then November 11 and 12, we're having the Pet Retail World with Rich Cordero. He's the founder. And then here, we're going to do a collection for the animals from Puerto Rico.
Cool.
Okay. So this is an event, like a pop-up store, basically. There's a lot of companies that are coming to introduce their products to the audience that or the guests that are going to be at the event. And then they're going to be giving away all the products.
Wait, what? Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Vendors never do that.
Yes, but that's why this show is so special.
Wow.
When you enter the event, a bag is going to be given to you.
Are you serious?
Because as you go through the vendors and you meet them,
yeah,
you're going to learn about their products, but then you're going to take one home for free.
Oh, my God. The only time I've ever gotten anything free at one of the trade shows is when I've blatantly stolen it and been like, hey, I'm stealing this. And they're like, wait, what? And it's in my bag and I'm gone before.
It's really amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, but you need to get a ticket to enter.
Okay.
But it's the products that you're going to take with you are so much more worth than what you're going to be paying
Where's
for.
Where's it going to be?
I have the address in here. I know it's in Union Square.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So it's at 873 Broadway.
Perfect.
It's going to happen the 11th on the 12th of November from morning to 5 p.m.
Perfect.
Okay. And then they have a site, probably can give you the link and then you can post it. And then, like I said, we're going to be collecting items from the animals from Puerto Rico.
That's awesome.
So if anyone can come and help, we really appreciate that. And then we're going to be traveling to Puerto Rico with cameras and everything. And we're going to be going to the communities ourselves to hand out the items, whatever the donations that we get.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
It's going to be busy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, October. Why is October such an insanely busy month for dog people?
I think people get excited because it's the change of the season.
Mm.
You know, like we're going in, we're already into fall.
Yeah.
You know, so events, it's like a pre-holiday kind of atmosphere where everybody wants to get ready for what is coming after. Once you get into Halloween, Thanksgiving is around the corner, and then Christmas,
that's
New
true.
Year, and all that. So it all goes so fast. But it's a holiday season.
It really is.
For 3 or 4 months, we are celebrating, everything.
Seriously.
Because I can't say that we're celebrating just pets. We celebrate everything.
It's true. And I mean, one of the things that's really nice about these events, too, is that it's a really, really nice way to meet people that you have something in common with. And everybody talks. Everybody's friendly. It's really sweet. In Tompkins Square, people get a little tense before judging. But it's a really social event. It's not, people aren't really, you know, people are more than willing to talk and make friends with other people. And that's part of why I love it.
Well, and it always has a cause behind it.
Yeah.
All these people all these events have a good cause behind them. Like the Halloween Tompkins Dog Parade, we have like 3 or 4 groups rescue groups that are going to be there, and they're going to have information available for people, and they're going to have dogs available. Hopefully they'll be in costumes, so at least
they meet these
adoptables in costumes, that they're so cute. It's, I think, a Yorkie 911, Best Friends Society, Animal Haven, Waggytail Rescue.
Animal Haven and Waggytail are fantastic. Yes, I mean, they work so hard. It's like...
Yeah, we have many, many groups that work very hard in the city. I love to work with the Mayor's Alliance for New York City Animals because they have under their umbrella 150 groups.
Oh, you're kidding.
So when we work with them, instead of helping one group, you're helping 150 groups.
That's fantastic. You know?
So these groups, they have to go through a process really solidify to the public that these are strong organizations, that they're not fake, that they're not they're not scamming people.
Yeah, seriously.
Because you have to be very careful about that. But you know, they go through this process, and once they're under their umbrella, so they participate in all the amenities and things that they offer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's truly amazing. It's a community. New York City is a big community. And we have, just in the dog arena, we have thousands and thousands of people. The Chihuahua group, I have around 1,040 members now. And then you have the Corgi community that has another probably 300 or 400 people or 500.
The Corgi people are no joke.
Yeah, they're very serious.
Serious when it comes to the Corgis. I love them.
So it's really, and then you have the Pug meetup, the Mini Pinchers, all these different breeds. And when you put them all together, it's thousands of people
that
have pets, that have a passion. They all get together for different reasons. To share the love of their animal, to support others that have the same type of pets.
Yeah.
You know? And then now in New York, it's not only dogs and cats. We have people that have chickens as pets or hamsters.
Totally.
I don't know, an iguana, bearded dragons.
It's so funny. I mean, there are so many different ones. And there are meetups for those guys, too. They're definitely not as common as the dog meetups, you know. But one thing that's great about the dog meetups is that, like, the dogs, when they see their friends, they get so excited, and it's so cute. It's like, especially the Chihuahua meetup. All the dogs know each other for the most part.
The Chihuahuas are a little bit more different than the common groups, I would say.
That's true.
Because in our gatherings, you know, usually you'll see the little Chihuahuas with clothing. So it's like 20 Chihuahuas and all have something on. A little pants and t-shirts and hats and sunglasses.
It's amazing.
And
the accessories are so good.
It's like a fashion extravaganza with the little ones. And then you have the bigger dogs that probably don't dress up as much, but you do other activities. Like the pit bulls do a lot of hiking.
Totally.
Bike riding and swimming and, you know, things that, you know, little doggies can do. But it's going to be a very busy month in October, and we have lots of things that hopefully are going to keep the whole community entertained and connected.
Exactly.
I think that right now, with all the things that are happening, it's so important for everyone to rely on each other.
I agree.
You know, and then we create a community not only to having fun, but for support and for help.
And I love that because so much community is dying right now, and it's so nice to see you and your friends really taking an active role to create this again. Because we need that. That's like, even though, I mean, you know, we're sitting here talking about like a bunch of dog parties, but the community is really, really important.
Well, it's all about connecting with people. And because some people say, oh, you know, I love the animals more than human beings. Say, no, not really. I love people. And that's why I do the everything with the animals.
That's why you're successful.
I like to connect with the owner.
Yeah.
And I like to know that they have the same passion that I do, that we can, you know, connect through that and talk about so many different things.
Totally.
See? So, but also to help. That's how I help, or my community help. For example, in the Chihuahua group right now, let's say with Pee-wee, we have a group of members from the Chihuahua group that immediately jumped and tried to give support to save this dog. And then they all doing it voluntarily. No one is getting paid. No one is getting money. We don't get money for saving the animals, and we don't get any money for adopting them out.
Yeah.
I'm going to screen your life from
oh my god
from
yeah,
I mean
you guys
your past
joke.
Your past life, this life, and the next one, because I want to make sure that the animal is not going to be passed on.
Totally.
And it's going to have a stable life as much as possible, not because we are humans and things do happen. You have to understand that too. But you know, we try to avoid having all this passing around and that the animal goes to a good home. But the whole thing is that it's all by members of these communities that are made, and everyone does it voluntarily.
Totally.
There's no money involved, and the animals get safe.
It's
and that's the goal, to get safe. And hopefully we're going to take that to Puerto Rico. I mean, I am Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And then my heart right now is bleeding for what is happening there to the people and to the animals and the plants, the nature, everything. It's so sad, as everyone has seen. It's very hard. But they're going to be needing help throughout months, hopefully not years. I'm praying not years.
Seriously.
just a few months.
Seriously.
But and then we want to be able to be part of that and contribute and help. That's why at the Pet Retail World on November 11 and 12, we're going to have the collection.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So we need to take a quick break for station identification. I am talking to Aiden Ives about all kinds of dog things. So we'll be back in about a minute and a half.
This episode is brought to you by Castor and Pollux, maker of America's number one organic pet food, Organix. You put a lot of care and thought into what you eat. After all, you're a food radio listener. That thoughtfulness goes hand in paw with how you feed your pets. Purposeful pet food doesn't happen by accident. Castor and Pollux scours the earth to carefully select the best organic and responsibly sourced ingredients. New Pristine from Castor and Pollux is the only complete line of pet food made with ingredients that are responsibly raised, caught, or grown. Feed your dog or cat the new standard, like grass-fed beef, wild-caught fish, and vegetables grown without synthetic fertilizers or chemical pesticides. Pristine from Castor and Pollux. Purposeful pet food. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org/pets.
And we are back. I'm talking to Aiden Ives about all kinds of things about dogs. We talked about the October events. I know you've got a special offer, so let's put that out.
Yes, yes. And now we have an offer, a free ticket to the event of November for Pet Retail World.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's any one of your fans that is listening right now want to attend, they can call 718-497-2128. Again, 718-497-2128. And the first person to call gets a free ticket to go and attend the event. And then they're going to get tons of products with them home.
Can I call?
And let me say, this is a pet-friendly event. So you can bring your pet, too. And then they're going to have a lot of opportunities for posing for pictures and meeting personalities and doing fun stuff in there. But the main thing is to get all these products that you're going to be able to take home with you.
That's really huge. They have
some raffles, and I think one of the raffles is a stay in one fancy place. I think it's in Mexico. I don't know. I have to check out. But it's like a whole weekend. So or Aruba or Mexico, somewhere. Anyway,
it's all on
their website.
It's like cling, cling, cling.
Yeah, so what I say, 718-497-2128. And then if they call right now, they get a free ticket to go to the event.
So first caller, it's yours.
Yeah, and that's a lot of products. That's a lot of things to take home.
Trade shows are really expensive, too. So like this, the fact that you're even getting something, like it's a trade show ticket and you get prizes, it's unheard of.
Yeah, no, it's
and I wish I was being like dramatic, but honestly, I'm not at all. You never get anything at trade shows. It's like, forget it.
I remember years ago going to the shows and being so different than what is now. But I guess, everything changes with time.
I'm one of those sick people that loves trade shows. Like, I must have been dropped as a kid or something, because I love them. And it's like, oh my God, my friends
are me, as long as they accept me with my pet.
Yeah.
That if I can bring my little chihuahuas or my cat, I'm happy. That's all I want.
So we were talking before we went to break, You had mentioned that you're from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if you've heard anything of what's going on down there, because, as you know, we're not hearing a lot here with the news.
Well, I know what most know. The island has been incommunicated due to the antennas for the communications being turned down. There was no electricity, but I believe that yesterday they started to pull up the electricity on some of the towns.
Okay, good.
Which is good, and water coming back on the areas that were not affected as much,
wow.
Where the trees didn't, you know, break much of the poles or the cables and trees, things like that. But slowly but surely we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we're all concerned because not everyone has been able to communicate with their families.
Yeah.
And there's a big worry. And then, of course, you know, I know that people worry about people, but my worry is always to the animals.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, concerned on the animals that are there that are needing help. Not only the dogs and cats, but I'm thinking pigs, horses,
totally
chickens.
All
these little the creatures that live on the wild.
Oh my God, the whole rainforest.
Yes,
there.
Yes. Hopefully. After we do the collection, we're going to go there. We're going to travel ourselves in there. We're going to go to the communities ourselves.
Cool.
To help, to bring the help.
So, like, what are the things that you're looking for?
Well, I mean, canned food is always good.
Yeah.
Dry food, water, first aid kits, money.
Yeah,
know,
seriously.
You know, there's all the basic for the pets. Towels, wee-wee pads. Medications. There are dogs that have heart issues or anything that can help, you know, the animals. And I'm thinking not only dog and cat food, but horse food,
yeah,
or
seriously.
Chicken food.
Seriously.
Uh-huh. So.
That's a good point, too, because, like, all the grass has been damaged, so the cows and the horses are kind of screwed right now,
yeah,
too.
It was burned by the wind.
Oh, come
but
on.
But you can see, if it hasn't been flooded,
yeah.
The winds were so strong that it burned.
Oh my God.
The grass.
Oh my God.
And then you see it all flattened on the ground and brown.
Oh, wow.
So you have to think that there's going to be contamination. So even if they will be okay, it wouldn't be advised for anyone to have anything.
Seriously.
From there. You have to think of the mosquitoes, the flies, and all these other bacteria that can be running around due to the floods or the rain. And so, we had a big issue with Zika.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to guess they're going to have to spray for bugs.
Yeah.
And people have to protect themselves so they don't get, you know, bitten by mosquitoes or the maggots.
Seriously, it's all everybody needs down there.
And then, but imagine if that happened to the people, imagine to the animals.
Seriously.
Because usually, you'll see a cow with the tail. Swapping off a fly, you know, and then now it's gonna be more.
God. And so the supplies that you're getting are mostly animal-based supplies?
We're gonna do it just for the animals.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Because there's so many people already helping the population.
Yeah.
And since that's my expertise,
totally.
So I've decided to go and do collections just for the animals and help the pet communities in the island.
I mean, and that's huge because you're from there and se habla español, so that makes it really easy too.
Yes,
that's fantastic. And so if people want to donate stuff to you, where can they do that or where can they contact you?
Well, I mean, we're going to be prepared to start getting donations on November 11th and 12th. So it would be great if they can come to the events and they can bring their donations there.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm very public and my information is out there on
you're
Facebook.
Everywhere.
On Facebook, my website, Twitter, Instagram, you know, Ada Nieves.
Yeah, you're really
just write Ada Nieves and you'll find me. I am like the Puerto Rican white rice. Just write Ada Nieves, you'll find me. And then if you need to talk to me, you want to communicate any issues or about dogs or cats and need help, I mean, take in consideration I don't have a shelter and we do this voluntarily.
Yeah.
So, and I cannot help everybody. Well, sometimes it's too much, but we try. But if you have any issues where you need help, or if you can help us to bring help to those in need, then, you know, call me, yep. you'll find me easily, or come to the event on November 11 and 12 at Broadway, Union Square.
Totally.
And then, you'll come and help us save an animal or help another community. At the same time, you're going to come and have some fun.
Exactly.
Yourself. Bring your pet and have some fun. You can take pictures. You're going to go home with tons of stuff for something that you bring. Because, you come and help with a little thing, and then you're going to take so much more home.
And here's the thing, okay? Ada is the busiest woman in the world. So if you email her or you send her a message through Facebook or something, give her some time to respond. Because seriously, this woman doesn't
But I
sleep.
Will do it.
Yeah, you're good
I will do it. Yes, no, I am so appreciative for the people that want to connect with me for whatever reason. I feel that I am very lucky and very blessed to do what I do. So
yeah.
I'll make sure that they have a reply back by me, not by anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to get like her staff.
Yes.
Ada's Ada, man. I mean, this is why she's the busiest woman in the world. And if you need fabulous costume things, she's also the costume designer for dogs, cats, birds. God, you've done everything. Snakes, lizards, guinea pigs, you name it. She's dressed it. So.
Yeah, well, you have fun. You saw the New York Post today.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, if you guys are in New York and you've got a copy of the Post, what was it, page 31, 32?
31, 32. I'm so...
She got a full spread, man. I mean, that's amazing.
You have Lady Gaga, the chicken, in there.
How is she?
She looks amazing.
Oh,
she looks amazing and so pretty. And Sharon, the owner...
Sharon's awesome.
Yeah, no, she's so much fun. I mean...
And if you don't know Lady Gaga, this chicken is like literally a
Lady Gaga
super famous personality in New York. Like, just she'll probably be at the Tompkins Square dog thing too, because she usually comes every year.
Yes.
But like that or November 11th or 12th, I mean, you need to meet this chicken. This chicken is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the only chicken that you see walking on Fifth Avenue.
No kidding, right? I mean, my God, it's so cool, and she's very fancy. Yeah.
And then you have Grace Foster with her Yorkies,
Grace
Rosie.
Is awesome.
And Portia. Oh, Grace has the best name because she's gracious.
She really is. Grace is cool.
Yeah,
I really
she's very gracious, and she has and her doggies are so wonderful. I love my little Rosita. Yeah, she does this thing but it looks like she's actually smiling at
that's
you.
Right. She showed me that last year.
Yeah, she showed you her teeth. Like it looked like she's smiling at you. It's the cutest thing. It just melts my heart. And then we have we have also Patrice Escalera is also in the article. She has Francis and Rita.
Cool.
Rita is a Boston Terrier, and Francis is a mix of a Boston and Frenchie, I believe.
Oh, wow. She must be cute.
Oh, my God. They're just mush, you know? They just want to kiss you and love you. Patrice had created these personalities around them where they almost look human. And she
always
dressed them up, and then but when you look at them, they look. I mean, I know they're dogs, but they look.
No,
kind of,
you're right.
They have
I'm
these
so
personalities that are so human, and they're so wonderful.
So back to Halloween, because I love Halloween.
Yeah.
What are you seeing for costume trends this year for dogs? Have you seen anything that's like a reoccurring theme?
I think it's too early.
Yeah.
To pinpoint. I'm not seeing any specific trends yet. Usually it's a lot of politics or messages. So I don't know, maybe the knee thing with the dogs.
Oh, God, I know, right?
It's
this
always
going to be one hell of a Halloween.
The Tompkins Square Halloween Dog Parade is an expression of what the community feels and views.
Totally.
And they express that through the costumes that they have and their dogs. And then if you have, and then you know this because you've been a judge in different years, you'll see a lot of messages through their costume.
Yep.
Okay. But I have to say that one of the funniest one of last year was the Dalmatian with the glow.
Oh my God, that was so good. Oh my God.
Pretending that he was a cow.
They glued a glove, or they attached a glove to this dog's groin. And I mean, it was safe. It wasn't like torture or anything like this, but it was brilliant, and it was hysterical. So, you know, if you're clever, you don't have to spend a fortune on a costume. That was one latex glove and a couple
people
other things.
People make costumes with boxes. And they,
oh, my God, the Shake Shack one. I love that kid.
Yes.
There's this young boy who, this is like, he lives for this parade. I mean, it's no joke. And he did this incredible, his parents are awesome, and they helped him make this incredible Shake Shack thing that he put on his dog. And then last year, oh my God, remember last year was Queen Elizabeth, and he was the Royal Bobby. My God, with the dogs dressed up.
Do you remember the Corgi Minions?
Oh my God, I forgot about those. They were so
good. It was like 20 corgis on stage, all dressed as the Minions.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, this is, I mean, if you guys got nothing better to do, come into this parade.
And if you have something better to do, just put it aside.
Yeah,
leave it, change the date for another.
Bring your friends, you know. Grab a cup of coffee, walk through the park. You don't have to watch the whole thing, but definitely even what's going on outside of the ring, I'm sure it's more insane than what's going on in the ring.
Yeah, because we get to see only about 350 people and their costumes, and it's thousands of them that don't get to go to stage because it's only 3 hours. We will need like a whole day probably or more to be able to have everyone walking on stage and showing off their costumes.
I mean, just
we're nice. We allow them to say their names, and sometimes, you know, what was the inspiration for the costume that they're showing and the stories that you hear.
Oh my God, it's the best. It's one of my favorite days of the year because it's just so ridiculously, amazingly fun. It really is. And, you know, some people are very serious and very, very serious. And
I think if they can go to their Facebook page for the Tompkins Square Park Halloween Parade, they'll be able to see pictures from previous years.
Totally.
And then that can give them an idea of what they can expect to see. But I have to say, every year is better.
And the
costumes are always, always different
every year. Yeah, they are.
No one repeats a costume.
Oh my God, it would be like going to the Oscars in the same dress.
Exactly.
No, you can't do that. Like, you totally can't do that. But I mean, we've had to run over the years. I mean, last year there was, you know, a fruit stand and the Titanic and, oh my God, Minions and witches. And, I mean, if you're going to be like, you know, put a towel or a sheet over your dog and call it a ghost, you're not winning a prize.
I think a lot of superheroes were
Oh my God,
were
tons
strong.
Last year. That's
right. So we're probably going to see more this year because I think the superheroes are getting stronger. Zombies. With The Walking Dead.
I mean, we need Wonder Woman.
Anarchy.
Oh
yes, because that was good, and
we have some Game of Thrones. We'll have Game of Thrones.
I mean, every character that you see on television or movies,
we tend
to see them. Plus, then they are the ones that are making costumes that are completely about the political status in the country at the moment. It could be a candidate. It could be, you know, someone already in the government, and or things that they, a message that they just want to convey, and then they just make the costume. You know, they use that again to express the message that they want to point across.
Yeah, it really is. It's an art. It really is like an art parade as well. And I mean, like I said, as judges take bribes, and it's a long day in that chair. So whoever brings us like coffee and things like that, that like triples your chances of getting a prize. And I know that
Day of the Dead won.
He was amazing. Yeah,
yes. That's Rubén Santana. He's so good. Amy and her husband Danny that came from Texas, and they won with the whole alien spaceship thing that she had with the little Yorkies and the Chihuahuas.
And last year there was a whole diorama of Kiss, and all the Chihuahuas were different characters, performers. I mean, like, it's no joke.
They have music, they have lights.
They all have little instruments. There was a drum set for a Chihuahua, people. I mean, like, I'm not even lying to you. This is like the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What is the largest? It's the largest Halloween dog parade, I think, in the country.
Yeah.
With second place, I think, is the one in New Orleans.
No kidding.
I heard that one is pretty big and pretty good too.
Wow.
But because I'm a New Yorker and I'm, yeah, you know, I'm gonna be here, so no, well, not only that, you know, I get to miss the event that they're doing, so I'm gonna give to New Orleans the masquerade party in February.
That, yeah, that's fair.
You know, and then we keep the Halloween dog parade in New York.
That sounds good. And Ada, I want to thank you for coming on, because lately it's been, you know, I've been doing a lot of shows about endangered animals and like numbers and populations and stuff, so a couple of my shows have been pretty intense. And yeah, so one of the reasons,
well, it's important because it brings education. People need to know what's happening. I mean, we see a reflection of what is happening to the planet through what is happening to the animals and ourselves.
Isn't that
so
truth?
It's important to know what's happening to, you know, that animals are getting extincted and why. Yeah, why this is happening. So thank you for that.
It's also really nice to come in and kind of like just raise it all up for a little bit and have a couple laughs, because I mean, there have been a couple episodes where I've left almost in tears. And so, you know, I don't want this to be a downer show. I do want to educate people. And unfortunately, a lot of the education is not the greatest news in the world, but this is fantastic. So we're doing great today.
Well, education is never fun, but it's necessary. But in there, it all happens on how it's delivered, you know?
Exactly.
Well, maybe one day I'll dress up a hippopotamus or I don't know.
Oh, my God.
An elephant.
I was working at a costume store last Halloween, and I did my show in a giraffe costume because I was running something.
Oh, I love the giraffe.
Change.
I think I saw you in the giraffe costume. Yeah, that was really good.
Yes. It's so insane. Yeah, and I've got all these ridiculous costumes because I'm one of those people, too. And I don't know, I might be a zebra this year for the Tompkins Square.
I've
got to pull something out and figure it out on this one.
That's nice.
The costume's just insane.
I try to have mine very basic because it's difficult to be in
stage. Well, you're busy. Yeah, you're running around.
And then,
stuff.
I mean, if I have like a lot of feathers or a big wing, and then I wouldn't be able to interview anyone on stage because I would be like flapping them with my wings.
Are you allowed to say who the host is this year?
No, I haven't been told.
All right, I'll save it for Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett probably can elaborate more on that. I know that usually I'm there unless they throw me out. and then I love it again, because to me it's all about connecting to the people and see what they do, what they have on their heads, how they come up with these ideas, and the cuteness of the animals,
totally,
wearing their costumes.
And the fact that they're having fun. That's huge one, guys.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm,
if your dog's not having fun and your dog looks like it's tortured, don't bring them.
And I love that Garrett has been so, how can I say, conscious,
yeah,
about opening the space to these other rescue groups that can be there, so we can advocate for animals,
totally,
in need.
Totally.
So we have, again, to me, it all connects. I can have fun and I make you have fun, but on the same token, I want you to take just a second in between all,
yep,
that playness and see what is needed and hopefully join us to help.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Ada, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, you're like here all the time. I love having you here. It's always fun. And the time flies every time you're here. Adanaivez.com. It's ADANIEVES.com. Adanaivez, just Google it and you will find her in 800 million places. It's easier than doing all the Twitter and Facebook.
When you open a picture of me, don't get scared, please.
Stop it. That's terrible. And if you have the post, take a look today, because she got a centerfold, man. That's so cool.
Yeah, I love the picture with all my babies in there. Amistad has Martini and my Chihuahuas. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Definitely. And thank you guys for listening. Next week, we're going to have a brand new episode. Happy October coming up. So I guess I will be talking to you next month. How cheesy is that?
Candy corn.
I know. It's really bad, right? I know. I've been here too long today. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. I will talk to you all next week. Until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Heritage_Radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awali, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.